This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We talked about it the other day, and I did a facial.
Yay! What did you
think? At home. It was great, actually. It felt amazing, yeah. I did like a clay, and by me, I mean my wife did everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I sat there, and it was easy, yeah. It was like a clay thing.
A clay mask.
Who approached whom?
I did, because I was like, you know, the gang was talking about...
Botox.
Yeah, taking care of their face. Should I be doing that? And she's like, absolutely. So, yeah.
So she didn't ever... Like, did she make you feel weird about it? Or she was just like, huh?
No. So we did it. Yeah, it was great. She actually, because she had like a sticky mask, but she's like, we won't do that one because it'll stick to your beard. Mm. So that's why we did the clay.
Nice.
Yeah, she said I was literally glowing afterwards.
Your face does look, you got a little hue to you.
Pulls all that crap out. Yeah.
I got to do it more. But that's why I told her. I was like, anytime you want to do it, just put it on my face. I'll do it.
Nice.
Yeah, no, good for you.
I like
put it
this.
On my face.
She didn't say the same back.
Gross.
Oh, man. Good for you, though. It is. It just feels great. Yeah.
Buy a Clarisonic. It'll change your life.
Is that? No, that's a brush. Because I've seen a lot. Granted, it's probably TikTok related, but like of the microscope ones where you go over and you can like connect it to your phone so you see all of the extractions. And like the gross part of me is like, yeah, but I don't think
I got a camera so it can see.
Yeah. They also have ones for your ear too, so you can get the earwax. It's so satisfying, but it is gross.
I got to do a better job of earwax for sure. When you shave your head, like my ears are exposed. Don't anybody look at my ears. Right now.
Oh yeah. You should ear candle.
Yeah. There's some device. I've actually heard a commercial for it or seen a commercial for it where it's like an ear vacuum.
Ooh.
Or something. Like you just put it down in there and I don't know if it's got a Roto-Rooter thing or what it's got.
Yeah.
But it's like
that like soft rubber. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is
that. It goes in and then it just pulls all the.
That's awesome.
Because I got addicted to the neti pot for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
Once you start doing that, it's hard to stop.
I hate it.
You do.
It's so painful for me.
Oh, really?
And I've even stuck with it and it's miserable for me.
It changed because I used to be a once a year sinus infection guy. And now I have.
That's the thing with
infection.
The boogers.
Well, you just, you shoot saline up one nostril and it comes down the other nostril. And like when you're doing it, when you're not feeling well, what comes falling out of there is horrifying.
Uh-huh. You know, for good luck, you're supposed to slam it at the end. You're supposed to drink it.
So bad. Because then if you squeeze too hard, it kind of goes up and down the back of your throat. So it's just a.
You got to tilt your head.
Very salty.
Yeah. And you're just. And then when you're done, you have to blow your nose, but you have to blow your nose like halfway.
Gently.
Oh.
Because if you blow hard, you can hear, like your ears go.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's huge because you filled up your whole nasal passages with like hot salt water. It feels so good.
I was going to say, I bet you it feels good.
Oh,
though. Yeah.
It's one of the best things. I've never done the pot. The pot's too hard. I do the one that
the
you
squeeze
squirt.
Bottle.
Yeah, the squeeze bottle. There's one that's actually like a teapot, and then you really have to hold your head weird. And like,
I think I'm traumatized because I was a chronic sinus infection gal when I was young. So the doctors would make me do the pot all the time, and it just killed me. And it never helped.
and the pot you're just pouring, so you never feel the satisfaction of it, like getting up there and get like
you can, yeah, and you're like tilted all weird, yeah. And you can just feel it going through, and it traumatized me. I can't do it anymore.
I screwed up one time and did it at my parents' house, and I forgot my parents don't have a hot water heater; they have what's called a boiler.
Oh,
so it's insta hot. Straight off the tap. So I and I just did it, and I started squirting it up there, and it was scalding.
Yeah.
Ow.
But the salt melted really fast. You should know it's in your hand, you idiot, but I still was like, and just shoved like scalding hot water in my nose. I mean, I stopped really quickly, but.
Did you feel the pressure in your head just change?
For sure.
Yeah.
But it's just, you can't. It's like watching the scene in Pulp Fiction where she accidentally snorts heroin.
Oh,
because you're just like, get it out of my head because it hurts. It's
burns
like hot salt because you've burnt your nose with salt. So it instantly hurts and hurts twice. Bad. Yeah.
But I heard it rocks, though.
It's really good. I'll bring. No.
No.
That's what you have to get. Yeah. I'll get you your own. There's no sharing that.
I don't like the name. Do I have to say Neti Pot?
No. Neomed is the other one. Oh. Is the one you squirt.
Okay.
It's a lot like you're running and it's a water bottle thing. It's like straight up your nose, dude.
Yeah, Steve, you can do it when you're running.
Which should probably never get used then.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.